朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们在信心上，在祷告上，在奉献上，我们所有的学习，你发现神都赐给我们成为永远的产业。
Whether in our faith, in our offering, in our prayer, anywhere that we learn and practice, that becomes our inheritance.
那我们要回头看这一路上的神迹的时候。
As we look back to see all the miracles happen on the way.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚已经说过了，全教会能够同心出发，本身其实已经是一件很奇妙的事情了。
Actually, it's already a very wonderful thing that the whole church can set out together in one accord.
我记得去年5月24号，神早上给我话之后。
I remember on May 24th last year when the Lord first spoke to me.
当天晚上所有的长子们在主人面前祷告都全体一致阿们，这是神的带领。
That night all the deacons and elders and ministers got together and then we all agreed that this is the guidance of the Lord.
第二天晚上我们有上百的人到 Bowers 去做去那边祷告会，弟兄姊妹都那么欢喜的起来答应神的呼召。
And the next evening, more than 100 brothers and sisters gathered at Bowers, and we all joyfully responded to God's calling.
弟兄姊妹，这决定不能够 take it for granted, 这不是偶然的事情。
This is not something accidental, and we can never take it for granted.
然后底下我们开始了这一段信心之旅。
Then we started our journey of faith.
首先我们凭着信心，我们得到了 contract, 得到了这个契约。
First, by faith, we obtained the contract.
然后不久我们失去了。
Then we lost it shortly after.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们第一个很大的信心的考验。
This is our first test of faith.
你不是应许给我们吗？为什么我们失去了呢？
Didn't you promise to give it to us? How come we have lost it?
而且 seller 好像很现实，再也不理我们了。我们怎么跟他联络，他都不回应呢？
And then it seems like the seller just turned his back on us. He will never give any care to us, attention to us.
第二件考验。
And then the second test.
我想我们都知道，其实整个过程里面最大的考验其实是这一环，我们所谓的 CCNR 的事情。
Actually, the biggest challenge was CCNR.
但是弟兄姊妹， nothing we can do. 真的是我们从人这一面，什么事情我们都不能做。
From man's perspective, there's absolutely nothing we can do.
弟兄姊妹，我们承认这是对我们最大的一个考验。
We have to admit that was our greatest test.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们多少人迫切的祷告，凭着信心向神祷告。
But many fervently prayed in faith to God.
有点像耶利哥城，我们在那里绕城，一天下来，两天下来，整个城风闻未动，仍然高高的耸立在那。
As if we were circling around the city of Jericho once, twice, so many times.And there's nothing happening to the city wall.
我相信直到我们祷告在主的面前满足了。
Until our prayer became full.
中间我们长子委员，我们都曾经寻求到底还要不要 move forward, 要不要继续下去。
And meanwhile, many of us sought after God's will, if we should move forward or we should stop.
因为这个难处比市政府拿 permit 还要严重的难处。
Because CCNR is a much more serious difficulty than getting a permit from the city.
但是神用这么奇妙的方法一个小石头把巨人打倒了。
But God miraculously, wonderfully knocked down the giant with a little stone.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
后来 Seller 真的把这块地卖给别人了。
The seller really sold this place to another party.
弟兄姊妹，契约从我们手中失去，我们已经觉得很难过，很大的考验。
We already regretted and felt bad that the contract got lost.
他真的把这个契约交在别人的手中了，弟兄姊妹，对我们是一个更大的考验。
When the seller entered into contract with another buyer, that was an even greater test.
而我们在主面前仍然凭着信心祷告，说神的物归给神，该杀的物归给该杀。
But yet we still by faith pray to God. What belongs to God should come back to God.
我们奉主的名
，What Caesar should belong to Caesar.
叫他把地再交回来。
So in the name of the Lord, we command him.To give us back the land.
弟兄姊妹，这是一关一关的过来。
So one after another.
第四方面。
The fourth thing.
整个周围的公司，尤其 Intel 跟 Applied， 他们对我们教会态度的转变。
The changing of attitudes from our neighboring companies.
从一年多前，那个是斩钉截铁的，绝不可能。
A year ago, they were firm on their no.
到后来，他们对我们态度的转变。
Then their attitude changed.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们现在讲这些事情，弟兄姊妹都觉得好像是没，好像已经都过去了。
Now when we talk about it, they sound like something in the past.
弟兄姊妹，没有一件事情是巧合的。
But you know, nothing is accidental.
神叫我们不要丢弃勇敢的心。
The Lord told us, do not throw away your confidence.
告诉我们，我们存这样子的心要得大赏赐。
He told us that with this heart, you will be greatly rewarded.
告诉我们，等我们行完了神的旨意，就必承受所应许的。
He told us that after you have done the will of God, you will receive what's been promised to you.
他应许我们还有一点点的时候，那要来的就要来，并不迟延。
And He promised that in just a little while, what's coming will come and will not delay.
弟兄姊妹，这事情发生以前要这样子的宣告，这就是信心，这就是挑战。
Before anything could happen, if we proclaim it, and that's faith.
今天当我们回头看的时候，果然都成就了。
Now we turn back and we look back. Yes, everything's done.
可是真实信心的考验是在事情发生之前，我们就凭信宣告。
But then true faith comes when we proclaim before anything happened.
第五件事情。
The fifth thing we give thanks to.
当我们祷告以后，这个契约又重新回到市场上来。
After we pray, the property is back to the market again.
也有别的竞争者在。
And there are other competitors.
他们第一个要求我们出价至少要730万以上，问我们为什么不肯出高价。
And then the seller asks, why can't we raise our offering to 7.3 million?
我们祷告以后说，我们决定不跟别人去竞价，我们就是照着神的应许，我们仍然出我们的价格。
And after prayer, we reply to the seller, we will not compete with other competitors, and this is our offering.
第二个，他们的 agent 告诉我们，在我们给他们的信上不要提神的名字。
Second thing is that our agent asks us not to mention God in our offering letter.
但是在我们的回信上，我们就是斩钉截铁地告诉他，如果不是神，我们今天不会来买你的。
But then in our reply, we firmly tell them,If without God, we will not come here to get the deal.
因为那个时候周围的公司的问题也都还没解决。
And at that time, all the problems with other surrounding companies have not been solved.
我们的奉献还差了250多万。
And then our offering was still short, 2.5 million.
还有这么多进去以后可能碰到的难处。
And there are many other difficulties we might encounter after we enter in.
如果不是因为神，我们不会吃饱饭没事干。当我们写吃饱饭没事干。
So we say, if it's not because of God, we will not come here.
弟兄姊妹，而是我们真的在主的面前，就是因为神，我们走到如今。
It's just because of God we have come so far.
就是因为神，我们才有信心知道这块地，神的物要归给神。
It's just because of God we have faith. We know this place belongs to God.
第六件事情。
The sixth miracle.
弟兄姊妹，在整个教会这个财务的力量上面。
About our financial power.
Committee 当初开会的时候就 propose 给教会说，我们经过怎么样子的衡量，根据过去教会奉献的情形，我们最多只能买300万的教会，顶多到400万。
Because after calculation and evaluation, the committee advised us that At the most, according to our financial power, at the most, the property we can buy should be between $3.5 to $4 million.
甚至我们怀疑连400万我们能不能到都不知道的。
We even doubt if we can make it to $4 million.
所以当神命令我们上来这块地的时候，知道是700万。
So when God commanded us to get to possess this land, which cost $7 million.
我听到好几个弟兄姊妹讲，他说这个非需要神迹，不然不可能的。
I heard many brothers and sisters say this demands a miracle.
300万这个或许力量可以集400万拼一拼挤点牙膏还挤得出来啊。
So maybe we can get to 3 million if we try very hard, $4 million.
700万
,$7 million, impossible.
那弟兄姊妹，当 impossible 发生的时候就只有靠神迹了，对不对？
So when something impossible happens, all we can count on is a miracle.
但是弟兄姊妹，这一路过来，神让我们真是够了。
But then all through this process, the Lord has supplied sufficiently.
我们得到的所有需要的奉献。
We obtain all the offerings we needed.
弟兄姊妹，你们不觉得这很奇妙的事吗
？Don't you think this is a wonderful thing?
这是一件多么奇妙的事情。
How wonderful that is!
最后就是我们 close 的时候，神这样子奇妙的为我们成就了大事。
Lastly, on the day of closing.The Lord has done miraculous things.
请你们不要以为我们脑筋坏掉了，老嘎派气了。
Do not think that.
老嘎派气了。
Do not think that we cannot think clearly.
我跟你讲，我每一次理智的时候，我就想要打起电话来去问问看有没有解决的方法。
You know that every time when I come back to my senses, I have this urge to call someone and ask for solution.
你不要误会了，以为我们都是不理智啊。
Do not think that we were not clear in our thinking.
我是说，在我人的理智里面，或是我们长子们理智的时候，我们都想要赶快有 Plan B， 有解决的方法。
But then in our human logics, in our we all wanted to have a backup plan, Plan B.
而是我们每一次转眼望神的时候，我们就觉得 trust and obey.
But every time when we turn our eyes to God, we feel we ought to trust and obey.
你知道我们最后的24小时内的时候。同工们那天把我们留下来说我们要开这个会。
Until the last 24 hours, and we get together for the last meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得整件事情，我刚刚讲的七件事情。
So, seven things I just mentioned.
不过是代表性最重要的事情。
They're the most typical, the events that represents the whole journey.
当神的百姓要进迦南的时候。
When the Israelites were about to enter into the land of Canaan,
神不仅仅数点百姓
not only the Lord counted the number of people,
所有属肉体不讨神喜悦的怀着不信的恶心他都需要倒闭在旷野里面
all those are of carnal with unbelieving heart will die in the wilderness.
所以在我们个人里面所有这些不讨神喜悦的神都要把它除去
Likewise, anything in us that's not pleasing to the Lord shall be removed.
神在这里数点，到底我们因为这件事，我们属灵生命的新生的一代长成的生命到底有多少在我们里面
？So the Lord is actually counting how many new lives out of this event.
那另外一方面，民数记在结束的时候，神也数点他们的脚中啊。
And then at the end of the book of Numbers, the Lord also counted their journeys, all the stops they have gone through.
他们从哪里起行，又安营在哪里
？Where they have set out and where they encamped.
我不过把过去这一年多七个最重要的关卡跟弟兄姊妹数点一下我们的脚步。
So I just listed you for you seven important events in the past.
那这每一件事情都是奇妙的。
And everything was a wonder.
而每一件事情其实背后也都是属灵的征战。
Everything represents a very severe spiritual battle.
每一件事情的后面都是信心的考验。
And everything, every event is a test of faith.
那最后一天我们真的里面警觉到仇敌是想尽办法要把这个契约拿回去的。
On the very last day, we were so aware that the enemy was trying all means to get this deal back.
因为他们不愿意这块地从世界的王手中归到神主的名下。
Because they do not want to see the land being transferred from the king of the world to the Lord.
所以你们千万不要以为这是小事情。
Do not take this thing very lightly.
因为英特尔公司跟其他一些比我们 offer 更好的已经等在我们后面了。
Because there is other offers, including Intel, waiting for us.
这么大的英特尔公司，他为什么过去这一年多他没有订 offer 进去呢
？How come such a big company like Intel did not compete and get the offer in the past?
因为神不准他们递，神替我们看守着。
Because the Lord has watched over this place, He did not allow them.
等到我们拿到这个契约不久以后 ，Intel 马上把 offer 送进去了。
After we got this contract, Intel immediately offered their offer.
这难道不是神迹吗
？Isn't it a miracle?
难道这不是一个属灵征战吗
？Isn't it a spiritual battle?
背后仇敌想尽方法要把这块地重新拿回去。
Because the enemy tried all means to get the deal back to.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是要低头敬拜神。
We ought to bow our heads and worship God.
所以这块地不再是属于世界的。
This land does not belong to the world anymore.
它归在神的名下了。
It's now under the name of God.
这块地不再是人用来赚钱的。
It's not being used by men to make money.
这块地要成为神的居所。
It will become a dwelling place for God.
成为神儿女的家
It will become a home for the children of God.
成为福音的据点，人可以在这里得救，听见福音。
It will be a place where people will be saved when they receive gospel.
要成为一个培训的中心，为神家预备和用的器皿。
It will be a training center to equip saints for God.
而更重要的是，这块地要被神的荣耀来充满，像他一开始所应许的。
Most importantly, this place will be filled with God's glory as He promised at the very beginning.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真是要从属灵的角度来看这件事，我们要赞美神。
We ought to see the entire process from a spiritual perspective, and we ought to praise God.
对不起，我前言讲完了，我现在要讲当神迹发生时。
Now that was my prelude, and
I'm going to
start my message.
第一件事情。
First thing.
我们要敬拜神。
When miracles happen, we ought to worship God.
归荣耀给神。
And give all glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，不要停在外在的兴奋上。
Do not stay with our excitement.
哎，不要停在外面的快乐上。
Do not stay with our happiness.
我们里面要敬畏神，如同亲自遇见的神。
We ought to fear God as if we had met him personally.
我说过神的作为叫神迹。
Because God's words are called miracles.
神所有的作为都叫神迹。
All God's words are called miracles.
神迹虽然可贵。
Miracles are precious.
但是行神迹的神更是我们的中心，更是可贵。
But the God who performs miracles is even more precious, and that ought to be our focus.
所以当我们在这里为着神，让红海开了，让我们过了，我们感谢神。
So here we're giving thanks to God because he has parted the Red Sea, we get to cross over on dry land.
我们更要感谢的是这位伟大的神，他在我们中间。
But we have to thank God that this great God is in our midst.
所以在礼拜二的蛋糕上，我说我写的以便以谢，也写的以马内利。
So on the cake that I purchased on Tuesday night,On one side, I wrote Ebenezer, and on the other side, Emmanuel.
我们不仅仅做见证，直到如今，神都帮助我们。
Not only we testify that thus far the Lord has helped us.
我们更要做见证，更要感恩的是，直到如今或是永远，神都要跟我们同在，以马内利的神。
What we are even more thankful is that thus far the Lord has been with us, Emmanuel.
其实在我里面最大的喜乐，还不是光只是看见神祝福我们，神帮助我们。
So my greatest joy is not only to see God helped us.
我最大的喜乐是发现神一直都跟我们同在、啊、
My greatest joy is to discover that the Lord has been with us all the way.
其实我真的巴不得将来我们的大厅聚会厅一边写一边以谢，一边写以马内利、啊、
So I just thought about maybe in the future in our sanctuary, one side will be saying Emmanuel and on the other side Ebenezer.
然后中间写遍地要被我的荣耀充满，因为这是神这一阵子在我们中间做的。
And in the middle it will say the whole earth will be filled with my glory because that's what he's been doing in our midst.
那第二件事情，献上感谢为祭。
Second, our attitude should give our thanks as offering.
路加福音十七章那边有十个大麻风的得了洁净，只有一个回来。
In Luke chapter 17, 10 lepers were cleansed, but only one came back to give thanks.
只有一个回来把感谢归给神。
Only one came back to give thanks to God.
其他九个都兴奋得不得了，跑出去享受他们身体得洁净的喜乐。
The other nine were so excited, they started enjoying their health.
主耶稣说：“不是有十个人吗？其余的九个呢？”
Then the Lord Jesus says, "Were not all ten cleansed? Where are the other nine?"
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要回到神的面前。
We ought to come back to God.
我们亲自以感谢为祭献给我们的神。
Give him our thanksgiving as offering.
第三件事情。
Third,
求神光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us.
显明我们在这个神迹在这些事情发生之前。
Expose.Anything in us before this miracle.
我们所有的小信或是不信
All our hearts of little faith or unbelieving.
就是我们对神 或是对神的不顺服的背道的病
Or our backsliding disobedience.
当神向彼得跟他的同伴行神迹之后
When the Lord Jesus performed a miracle to Peter and his companions.
很多人都惊讶这两艘船所打出来的鱼船都快沉了。
Many people were marveling the number of fish they caught.
他们整夜打鱼打不到的。
The boat almost sank because they just couldn't catch anything all night long.
下网在哪里？他们打的鱼上来，船都快沉了。
When the Lord commanded them to cast net, they caught so many fish that the boat almost sank.
众人都在那里惊讶他们所得到的。
But everyone was marveling what they have obtained.
彼得却说：“主啊，你离开我，我是个罪人。”
Yeah, Peter says.Lord, go away from me. I am a sinner.
因为他原来对主的话他不相信。
Because he did not believe in his words before.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主满了怜悯的。
Our Lord is full of compassion.
他了解我们。
He knows us.
我们跟他认错，主会在这里更坚固我们的信心。
If we repent and confess, he will strengthen our faith.
当别人都看见复活的耶稣的时候，多马说：“除非我看见他钉痕的手。”
When everyone saw the resurrected Lord, Thomas says.Unless I see the nail marks on his hand.
除非我用我的指头探进他的肋旁。
Unless I touch his side with my finger.
他说我总不信。
I will not believe.
当主耶稣向多马显现的时候。
And when Jesus appeared to Thomas.
主说多马你过来探我的肋旁。
He says Thomas come and touch my side.
多马有去吗
did Thomas go?
他连动都不敢动。
He did not even move.
因为他遇见了一位又真又活的神。
Because he met this true and living God.
主说不要惧怕，总要信。
The Lord says, "Do not be afraid, just believe."
你是看见了才信，那没有看见就信的人有福了。
you have seen me and believed, but blessed are those who have not seen me and have believed.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要只停留在神迹，神迹不会帮助你将来更属灵的。
Do not stay with miracle. Miracles will not help you to become more spiritual.
除非我们在神迹中我们遇见了神。
Unless we meet God in the middle of miracle.
除非我们在神迹中我们真正被神光照，被神建造。
Unless we're being exposed, enlightened, and being built up by God in miracles.
我们的信心才能真实的增长。
Then our faith can truly grow.
第四件事情。
The fourth thing.
我们要更新自己对神的奉献。
We ought to renew our consecration to God.
加深自己对神的信靠。
And deepen our trust in the Lord.
当神向我们显出他的作为的时候。
When God shows his work to us.
我们里面如同遇见了神。
We ought to meet him.
我们一定要更深地把自己奉献给神。
We ought to further offer ourselves to God.
主，我愿意更深地来爱你。
Lord, I want to love you deeper.
我要更简单地来相信你。
And I want to trust you more with a simple faith.
我愿意以后更绝对地来顺服你。
And I want to obey you more absolutely.
弟兄姊妹，这样子神迹才能对我们产生祝福。
Thus, miracles can be a blessing for us.
刚才弟兄说，这是机甲，让我们退回来，滚去肉体。
Brother Robin just shared with us,Where we are now is Gilgal, that we will roll away our flesh.
除掉我们这一路上所有不讨神喜悦的，包括事情成了以后我们可能的骄傲。
And roll away anything that's displeasing to God, including the pride we might have after the deal.
也是练师姊妹所说的细拉啊。
And this is also the place we call Selah.
弟兄跟姊妹就是不一样哈，那这国豪就是讲打仗的机甲。
So you can see the difference between the brother and the sister. Brother Robin said, this is Gilgal.
念慈姊妹就是讲细拉。
And Sister Nancy said, this is a pause.
Selah 是诗歌的一个境界，到达高峰了。
Selah is a realm in the middle of a song.
就有点像音乐里面的休止符。
It's like a pause.
它虽然它好像是一个停顿。
Even though it looks like a pause, a stop.
但是其实它是在要进到一个更深高峰的一个暂时的停顿。
But actually, it's a temporary stop, a pause before another ascent.
它不是松懈，更不是结束。
This is not to relax, and it's not an end.
因为它要再进到一个更高的境界里面去。
Because the song will enter into another high point.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们经过了这件事情，主在这里加深了我们的信心。
So after we have gone through this event, the Lord has strengthened our faith.
加强我们跟他的关系。
And strengthened our relationship with him.
因为我们前面还有当跑的路，当打的仗。
Because still we have a journey in front of us and a battle to fight.
第五件事情，我们为主做见证。
Fifth, we should testify for the Lord.
我们要学习跟别人分享主奇妙的作为。
Let's learn to share with others God's wonderful work.
我知道最近很多弟兄姊妹跟别人传递我们的负担。
I know many have shared our burden with other brothers and sisters.
请你们不要只是在事情成之前传递负担而已。
Please do not just share the burden before the deal is done.
应该要事后跟别人分享这个见证。
We also ought to share the testimony after it is completed.
不要让别人以为我们只是来要钱的。
So that other people will not think that we only ask for money.
其实那不是。
It's not so.
我们整个的心是要让别人知道这个地方是属神的，是为了众教会的。
Our purpose is to share with others that this place belongs to God, belongs to His churches.
好，那这是这五件事情主在飞机上特别告诉我，我跟弟兄姊妹分享。
So these are the five things the Lord has told me on the plane, and I want to share with you.
那么我们前面很重要的事情。
Some important things we will face in the future.
第一个，我们要为着市政府的 CUP, 就是使用许可证，我们要为这件事情特别祷告。
First, we ought to pray to get the CUP, the permit from the city.
神是以便以谢的神，是以马内利的神。
God is God of Ebenezer and God of Emmanuel.
这是我们征战得胜的秘诀。
And this is the secret to our victory in battles.
这是我们在这个敌虽势不享恩如恒的原因。
And that's the reason that we can have a table in front of our enemies.
我插出去讲一下，有些弟兄姊妹在这里说，看你们长子们一个一个都这么安息，你们一定背后早就想好怎么做了。
And some brothers and sisters might say, okay, well, since you are so restful, you must have a backup plan.
Too calm to believe.
You're too calm to believe.
但弟兄姊妹，我真的告诉你们，我们真的就是安息在神的应许上而已。
But let me assure you, we just rested on God's promises.
啊，弟兄姊妹，就是这么简单，我们学习来信任他。
It's so simple. We ought to learn to trust him.
为着 CUP 祷告。
Now we pray for the CUP.
的确，我们为着将来，我们还继续有财务奉献上的需要。
And we still need more financial offerings.
但是我们的眼睛，我们看见神的身上。
But now we have seen God's work with our own eyes.
我们只要进了我们的心，上香取木料，为神建殿，神的心欢喜，并且得着荣耀。
So as we try our best, we go up to the mountains and get timber.To build his temple so that he will be pleased.
啊，在我们需要的时候，他会继续打发，会感动啊，所需要的来供应我们。
In the time of our needs, he will send the supplies.
所以这是第二个挑战哈，前面的。
So that's the second challenge we face.
更大的挑战。
Even greater challenge.
是我们进去以后。
It's after we move in.
神所给我们的使命。
The commission that God has given us.
所以在我结束的时候，我重复的说。我在 face to face 里面跟弟兄姊妹讲的。
So I want to before my conclusion, I want to re-emphasize what I share with you in face to face.
神给我们这块地。
God has given us this land.
的确对我们来说是一个大的祝福。
It is a blessing, a big blessing indeed.
但是它同时也是一个非常重要的托付和神圣的使命。
But at the same time, it's a very holy, sacred commission.
啊，神把这块地。赐给我们的确是为了我们。
God has given us this place. Yes, it is for us.
但是更是为了众教会，也是为了神的国度。
But it is also for all churches and for His kingdom.
神把这块地不仅仅赐给我们这一代。
Not only that, the Lord has given us this land for our generation.
也是为了我们的下一代，我们也希望在这里能够代代相传。
But it's also for our next generation and many generations to come.
就跟大洋1967年率领以色列军进耶路撒冷的时候。
It's just when the when 大洋marched into Jerusalem in 1967.
他的手按着哭墙在那里祷告，他说我们再也不出去了。
And then he prayed when he laid hands on the wailing wall that we will never leave this place again.
弟兄姊妹，这块地从世界的王手中拿回来了。
Now this.Land has been transferred from the hands of the King of the world.
我们希望它永远属于神。
We hope that it will belong to God forever.
在这里属灵的生命、属灵的产业，我们身上的使命能够代代相传下去。
That the spiritual inheritance, spiritual life will pass down throughout generations.
直到主回来的日子。
Until the return of the Lord.
我们真是要把荣耀归给他。
Let's give all glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，外在的事情都会过去。
All these outward things will pass away.
外在的挑战、外在的祝福，有一天都会过去。
Our challenges and the blessings will pass away one day.
那个永恒的祝福、生命里面的祝福是永远长存的。
But eternal blessings within the life will last forever.
主还留下机会在前面留给我们。
The Lord still gives us chance in front of us.
所有已经全力参加的，我们感谢神，我们靠着主继续往前。
All who have participated wholeheartedly, let's thank God and continue to move on.
前一阵子，不管是因为忙碌、因为信心不够、因为任何的原因，你觉得你参与不够的。
Or those who have not participated enough due to any kind of reasons.
我们要为着感谢神，还把机会留给我们。
Let's thank God that He still gives us chance.
那我们在信心中跟随他去。
That we can continue to follow Him in faith.
只管跟着约柜去。
Just follow the ark.
当约柜骑行的时候。
When the ark sets out.
愿神一切的仇敌四散。
May all the enemies of the Lord scatter.
愿他的旨意成就在我们中间。
May His will be done in our midst.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
好，亲爱的主，当我们在这里数算你恩典的时候
，Oh Lord, when we are counting your blessings here,
我们的心里面充满了感恩和敬拜。
Our heart is filled with thanksgiving and worship.
主啊，许多的时候我们知道有神，却不把你当神来荣耀你。
Oftentimes we know there is God, but we do not regard you as God.
你赦免我们信心上常常的软弱。
Please forgive the weakness of our faith.
主啊，我们也谢谢你过去这段日子在教会中所做的。
And we thank you for all the wonderful works you have done in our church.
你让我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
That we truly know whom we believe.
主啊，过去所有的这些的挑战，这些的难处，不是你的话，我们走不过来。
Without you, we can never pass any of the challenges or difficulties in the past.
任何一个环节错了，我们知道我们都得不到这块地。
If any mistakes we make, we will not get this land.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你真是那位一变一谢的神。
You are God of Ebenezer.
你直到如今都在帮助我们。
Thus far, you have helped us.
主啊，你更是那位以马内利的神。
You are also even more the God of Emmanuel.
你从来没有离开。 开我们。
You will never leave us.
哦，主啊，我们讲到你，我们的心就要敬拜。
When we talk about you, we worship you.
真像那连白发苍苍的雅各扶着杖头在那里敬拜你。
Just like Jacob in his old age worship you on his staff.
当他回想他这一生的时候。
As he reflect back his whole entire life.
他从深处说那位一生牧养我的神。
He says the God who shepherd me all the days of my life.
主啊，你真是那位一生牧养我们的神。
Lord, you're truly the God who shepherd us.
你为你名的缘故引导我们走义路。
For your name's sake, you lead us on the path of righteousness.
虽然有的时候你带领我们经过死荫的幽谷。
Though sometimes you lead us through the valley of shadow.
但是我们知道我们 不会遭害的。
But we know that we will not fear.
因为你与我们同在。
Because you are with us.
你要在仇敌面前为我们摆设宴席。
You will set a table for us before our enemies.
你要用油膏我们的头。
You will anoint our heads with oil.
使我们的福杯满溢。
That our cup will overflow.
我们也知道一生一世有恩惠慈爱要随着我们。
And we know that your love and compassion will be with us all the days of our life.
主啊，巴不得这个教会成为一个爱主的教会。
How we wish that our church will be a church that loves God.
让这个教会成为一个对你信而顺服的教会。
That this will be a church that trust and obey you.
让这个教会成为一个活着为耶稣的教会。
That this church will live for Jesus.
让这个教会永远在这里高举你荣耀你名的教会。
That this church will forever exalt you and glorify you.
我们为着你所有已经做的我们感谢你。
We thank you for all the things you have done for us.
为着你前面继续要做的我们来依靠你。
And we will trust in you for all the things you will do.
我们也为着今天你所留给我们的每一个机会让我们好好的爱惜他。
Help us to cherish all the opportunities you still give us.
让我们全心的爱主。
That we will love you with whole heart.
简单的信主。
We will trust you with a simple faith.
忠心的跟随主。
And we will follow you with a faithful heart.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。